listening to the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show. Here's your host, Keith Blakemore Noble.
Hello. Lovely to have you with us again today. Thank you so much for coming along. It's just you and me again today. It's one of those solo episodes, just you and me. And I've got something slightly different I want to share with you today. Now, this is something that came to me when I was doing a little bit of introspection recently. And a lot of things suddenly made sense. And I want to share this with you to see if it resonates with you, see if it kind of gives you an insight into what's going on. I'm gonna guess that, like most people, you probably look around and see other people doing perhaps a lot better, getting a lot further than you are in your field, and you're sort of thinking, how come they're all way so far? How come they're all doing all of that, and I'm still sat here trying to make it all work? Or maybe you kind of look back in earlier parts of life where you were trying to make sense of everything, trying to carve your way, trying to get yourself going. And you look around, there were others who were way ahead at the time. And you were thinking, oh, wow, if only I could be like them. And you look back on it now and you kind of realize, you know what? They were just making it up as they went along as well. But what was it that let them speed ahead, whereas I was stuck? That's what we're going to look at in this episode today. Before we dive into a little bit more detail, just want to say thanks to this episode's sponsor. It's sponsored by another podcast, Newton's Nuggets. It's run by Paul Newton. You may have come across him before. He's been a guest on a couple of our previous episodes. He's also a brilliant magician, and he runs Mental Theft. Check those out as well. But it's run, Newton's Nuggets is run by Paul Newton and Jesse Lawrence. And it's a great little podcast. Newton's Nuggets delves into different aspects of the life of a modern business owner, providing bite-sized nuggets of advice, information, and the stories behind the people who are experiencing the journey to success. I love the podcast. I've been a guest on it a couple of times. I love many of the guests that they have on there. It's a great little podcast. If you like this podcast, you're really going to like Newton's Nuggets. Check it out, newtonsnuggets.com, or you'll find it on iTunes, Spotify, all the best places. Check out Newton's Nuggets, but not before you've listened to the rest of this episode. Now, where were we? Oh, yes. Two bits. First, I was having a chat. Actually, I was recording another one of these episodes. Check it out. It's a previous episode, the one with Tom Morley, the drummer from Scritti Politti. And as we were chatting about his early life and they got started and all the fantastic stuff he does, it got me to kind of thinking, because I remember being back at university days, same age as they were when they got started and got going. I remember thinking, oh, it would be lovely to do a band, but how do you even go about it? And then you'd see all these other bands who are out there doing really well, making a name for themselves. And when I look back on it, I kind of realize many of them were about the same age I was at that point, maybe only a couple of years older, which means they would have started what they were doing when they were the age that I was looking around going, wow, it must be amazing to be someone like that. How on earth are you? And really looking up to them as really having their stuff together, really knowing where they're going. It kind of dawned on me that that becomes a pattern for so many of us in life. We see others making a success. We see others really doing the things that we would like to do. Sometimes, I don't know if you've experienced this. I know of many people who've seen this. They see people who are perceived as experts in their field, but it's the same field that you're in. And because of your level of expertise, you're thinking, they're not all that. But why is everyone flocking to them? Why are they able to build such a massive following, as a big empire, whatever you want to call it? And that got me thinking as to why does that happen so much? What holds so many of us back? I mean, we know all the mindset stuff, and if you believe it, then it makes it more likely to come true, and all of these things. But there's got to be something deeper going on. What stops so many of us from actually taking those steps? And in many cases, we kind of feel the need to make sure we've got everything in place first. We need to make sure we've got everything planned for. We know exactly what we're going to do in any situation. So that in itself can cause a huge amount of hold up. But there's something more. There's something more going on. Let me take you back, all the way back to school days. Yes, I'm sorry, back to school days. And I remember back in those days, particularly gym class, gym, PE, sports, whatever it's called, whatever you want to call it. It's had different names over the years. They seem to keep rebranding it. Who knows why? But anyway, back to those days. Now at school. Academically, I did well. On the sports side of things, yeah, not so well. I wasn't built for sports. I was unfit. I was a larger kid, unfit. No real interest in sports, right? Any of that sort of thing. PE was just horrible for me. I really hated it. And one of the things, which meant I was rubbish at any sport, because obviously I didn't do any of it. So, of course, you'd have those times where for your PE lesson, you'd be doing some team game or whatever. Do you remember those days? You'd all be sat there in the line. Teacher would pick like the two or the four best performing pupils, and they would pick the teams. You remember that, yeah? Sitting there waiting as they pick the teams. Obviously, they pick their mates, they pick the best players until you get to the last few. And I don't know about you, but I was always the last one to be picked. Always the last one to be picked. And I can't blame them. I mean, I was rubbish at whatever team game it was we were going to be playing. I was rubbish at it. So obviously, they're not going to pick the worst kid in the class to be on their team. So I totally get it, but I was always the last to be picked. Always sat there waiting to be picked. Never the one who got to pick the teams, which is probably just as well, because that would have been pretty scary. But never the one to pick the teams, always the one waiting to be picked, always the one who was picked last. Now, there's an interesting thing there, isn't there? As we know, our earlier years set the framework and the foundations for so much of what happens throughout the rest of our life. So much of what happens there teaches us how life is. We learn how to behave in life, how to go through life. And if you're one of those who was one of the kids who was one of the last to be picked every time, kind of sucks a bit, doesn't it? You get over it. Or do you? Because see, that's the thing. We don't spend the rest of our lives waiting to be picked. Never the one picking the teams. We always wait to be picked. We're always waiting to be picked. Now, when you're in PE, you know you're going to be picked because the teacher makes sure everybody gets picked to be on a team. So you know you're going to be picked anyway. But in life, there's no teacher to make sure that, okay, you may be picked last, but at least you'll be picked. You'll get picked to be on a team. There's nobody causing that to happen. We just don't get picked. If you're sitting around, sitting on the sidelines, waiting to be picked, chances are it's not going to happen. So you continue sitting there waiting. Waiting to be picked, waiting to be given the opportunity, waiting to be told, hey, tell you what, you come up and have a go at doing this. Doesn't happen. I mean, when you think about it, of course it's not going to happen. People are out trying to do the best for themselves, do the best, create whatever it is they're looking to create. They're not going to take a step back and go, ah, you who've never done any of this, up you come. Come on, you have a go. Let's see how you get on. You have a shot at it. It makes sense, right? But we're sat there waiting to be picked. Oh, I know some people listening to this are sitting there going, oh my God, that's me. That is so me. Oh, makes sense now. And it does, right? But here's the thing. You may have already got this, but if you haven't, you don't have to wait to be picked. You no longer have to wait to be picked. In fact, I go further. You are the one doing the picking. You are the one picking your team. And who should be the first player you pick for your team? Yourself. Pick yourself. Put yourself on your team. You don't have to sit around and wait for someone else to pick you, someone else to give you a chance, someone else to say, hey, you know what? You have a shot. Go out there. Pick yourself. If you're kind of thinking, oh, nobody's ever told me that before, I'm telling you it now. I'm giving you permission. Go ahead and pick yourself. But wait, there's more, as they say in all the cheesiest of ads. You remember those adverts? They list all the stuff. But wait, there's more. Really? But there is more. You are the one doing the picking. And you're the one who gets to pick the game that you're playing. Ooh, you're the one who gets to pick what game you're playing. Just because everybody else is playing a particular game, doing a particular thing, doesn't mean you have to. You are free to pick the game you want to play. And if nobody else wants to play that game, who cares? You are playing it. And the more you play it, the better you will get at it. And the more you will start to attract other people who want to take part, other people who want to watch, other people who want to benefit from whatever game you are playing. Doesn't matter if nobody else wants to play to start with. You just keep at it. Sooner or later, you will start to attract those people. But yes, you are doing the picking. So pick yourself. Pick yourself first. And you get to decide what game you're playing. If you want to do something, do it. Just because everybody else is doing that doesn't mean you can't do this. Of course you can. If you want to do it, just do it. If you don't want to play the same game everybody else is playing, you don't have to. You get to choose up here. You get to choose what you want to do, what you want to be. You don't have to wait for anybody else to give you permission to be it. You don't have to wait for anyone else to pick you for it. Because if you do wait, it will never happen. It will never happen. And there's a third part to this as well. A third part. I know when I first stumbled upon it, I thought, wow, I don't need to wait to be picked. I'm doing the picking. Wow. And then these other bits came. I was like, oh, my word, this makes so much sense now. The third bit. So you don't have to wait to be picked. You choose the game. And you get to choose the rules of that game. Whoa! Yep. You not only get to choose the game, you get to choose the rules. If somebody else is doing the same sort of thing you're doing, you don't have to do it the same way they're doing it. If everybody else is saying, oh, you need to do this, then you need to do this, then you need to do this, and only at that point can you step up and do that. Cool. That's their rules. You play by your rules. You play by your rules. If you want to be the best at whatever it is you want to be the best at, set the rules so that you become the best. Play by your rules. Pick yourself to play your game by your rules. You don't have to play by everybody else's rules. Now, I'm not saying, hey, you should break laws or any of that nonsense. We're not talking about any of that stuff. But we're talking about what you want to achieve in life. What you want to achieve, you do it your way. You don't have to follow the crowds. You don't have to wait for someone to give you permission. You don't have to wait for someone to say, right, now it's your turn to do whatever. If you want to do it, do it. Choose what game you want to play. Choose the rules. And if you're going to pick the rules, I'd like to suggest that you might want to pick the rules that give you an advantage, make it easier for you to do what you want to do and what you enjoy doing. And just go and do it. I mean, think about the boxer, Muhammad Ali. He was the greatest, right? He was the greatest. How do we know he was the greatest? He told us over and over again. He would always say, I am the greatest. And sure enough, he became the greatest. But here's the interesting thing. He didn't wait until he was the greatest before he started saying that, telling people that. He said it from very early on in his career. He decided he was going to be the greatest. And he started basically calling himself the greatest and telling everyone he was the greatest. And sure enough, he became the greatest because he believed it and he committed and he made it happen. And because he believed it and because he was getting better and better and winning more and more fights and he truly believed he was the greatest, others then started to see, hey, actually, maybe he is the greatest. And he became the greatest. He didn't wait for someone else to pick him and go, right, it's your turn to have a shot and see if you can be a good boxer. He didn't wait for others to go, hey, maybe you're the greatest. Let's have a look and see. He declared, he said himself, Muhammad Ali said himself, I was calling myself the greatest even before I was the greatest. He was setting his own rules. He set his rules, played by his own rules. And by gum, he became the greatest. Because he picked himself, he chose the game he wanted to play, and he chose his own rules. Think about what it is you most want to achieve. What's the biggest thing that you want to achieve right now? Where do you want to be? What's your goal? What's your aim in life? Realize that nobody's going to pick it for you. Nobody's going to say, right, it's your turn to ace this. Go for it. We got your back. Nobody's going to say that. You have to pick yourself. So what is it you want to do? Go ahead and do it. Go out and do it. Think back to when you were growing up. I pretty much guarantee you knew some kids who were in a band, right? There's always bands at school. Everybody knows you were either in a band or you knew someone who was in a band, right? What's the difference between those kids in the school band and those kids who are maybe only a couple of years older, but who are already touring with their band, already had maybe an indie record deal, maybe starting to get a bit of airplay? What's the difference between those folks and the normal, typical school band who just falls apart after school finishes and goes nowhere? What's the difference? They decided, you know what? We're a band. We're going to get gigs. They didn't wait for gigs to come to them. They went and got them. They made it happen. Yes, you could wait until you get a good record deal and then start a tour off the back of that. Yeah, it ain't going to happen. You get the tour. You build up. Make it happen. Decide the rules that make your game easier for you to win. You don't have to wait to be picked. You don't have to play the same game as everyone else. You don't even have to play the same rules as others playing the same game you're playing. Think about that for a moment. it really does open up a huge amount of possibilities. And it also explains a lot about what's been holding us all back in the meantime. I'm going to leave it there. I keep this one short because I want to give you time just to let all this percolate round in your brain. Maybe sleep on it tonight. Sleep on it for the next few nights. Just ponder, what do I want to do? Why don't I just do it? I don't have to wait. I don't have to get everything in place. I don't have to get everything in order. I mean, sure, you don't take shortcuts with safety and those sorts of things, obviously. But you don't have to have all of your pieces in order before you start. As the saying goes, journey of 1,000 whatevers starts with the first step. Just take that first step. Decide what you want to do. Pick yourself. Realize nobody else is going to make it happen for you. It's down to you. And it's also up to you. You get to decide what game you play. You pick yourself, decide what game you're playing, decide the rules that make it work for you, and just go and do it. To heck with everyone else. Who cares what anyone else is doing? It's your game. Play your game your way. And see how much fun you have with it. And see where it takes you. I don't know how successful you're going to be doing that. But I do know one thing. You're going to be a whole lot more successful than if you just sit waiting to be picked.
You've been listening to the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show. To find out more, please visit KeithBlakemoreNoble.com.